I'm Hannah Green.
And I'm Quinn Wolf. And this
is Crime Coast. Hi, everyone. Before releasing our first episode, we want to share a little bit about ourselves and why we wanted to cover this case.
And make this podcast, honestly.
We both grew up on Long Island.
Apologies in advance for the accents.
We've known each other for 20 plus years.
And we've always sort of connected through our love for true crime. We are those kids in middle school.
And even now, really.
Yeah, who religiously watch Law & Order SVU.
Between the two of us, I think we've listened to the entire true crime catalog of podcasts.
Some of my favorite true crime podcasts. Well, the first season of Serial is my all-time favorite, but I also love Bear Brook and Crime Junkies.
Yeah, Crime Junkies is one of my favorites, too. The Wonderland Murders is definitely my all-time favorite, and S-Town is a close second.
I think a theme through all of these is the storytelling aspects. I mean, we both have English degrees. We love stories and storytelling.
Yeah, I think we gravitate towards storytelling over just reciting cold, hard facts, and that's the angle we're going to be coming from for this podcast.
With that being said, we are definitely not experts. I'm in the legal field. I actually used to work at a Suffolk County courthouse, though not at the time the bodies were found. So I'm familiar with the environment, but I have no insider knowledge on the case.
Yeah, investigative journalism isn't my field either. Well, at least not yet. I'm actually in education. We're definitely not claiming that we know everything about the case.
As someone in the legal field, though, I do feel it is my duty to put a blanket allegedly over everything.
Right. We're simply here to share the story of this case because it's underreported.
A lot of our knowledge comes from Robert Kolker's book, Lost Girls, An Unsolved American Mystery.
Yeah, Kolker's book has been our Bible for this project.
We also gathered information from the documentary The Killing Season, Web Sleuths, Reddit, 48 Hours, Newsday, News 12, The New York Times.
And basically anything LISC we can get our hands on. We wanted to sort of put the pieces that are already out there together and share it with our own Long Island perspective.
We feel it's our duty to share what happened with this case because it happened in our backyards.
And the case is still wide open, but it feels stagnant. And we want to generate a conversation around the case because we feel those victims deserve to not lose their story to the passage of time.
So buckle up.
And be on the lookout for our first episode, dropping soon. If you haven't done so already, follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at Crime Coast Pod, and support the making of this show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/crimecoastpod. Please subscribe and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And lastly, thank you. We couldn't do this without your support.